what do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street? You ever heard of boulevard or grass plot or tree lawn? We don't have those in here. Okay, what do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? You know, like they're building a road and they dig out a hole to get dirt, and then they leave a hole and it fills it with water. What do you call that?
A stream.
Well, have you ever heard of bar pit or gutter, grader ditch?
Yeah.
Which of those is it?
I would say a grader ditch.
Okay, what do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
I would just say no good.
A what?
No good though.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time? Noise horses make. Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children like to have?
Poodle.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
The second growth?
Uh-huh.
It's the last crop.
Alright. What do you call bread made out of cornmeal?
Alright.
What other things can you make from cornmeal?
Fresh cornmeal.
Okay. What do you call cornbread cooked in the ashes of a fire? Have you ever heard of ash bread or ash cake? Which of those?
I've heard ash bread.
Right. What do you call soft cornbread served in a bowl with a spoon?
Soft cornbread.
Uh-huh. Alright. What do you call a round, flat pastry about this big that has a hole in the middle and it's made with baking powder? Alright. Would you call it the same thing if it was made with yeast?
Yes.
What do you call round, flat cakes made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet eaten with syrup? What do you call meat from the side of a hog salted but not smoked?
Fresh side.
What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl, the hog's head, and so forth?
Fry.
You eat that? Oh, I don't either. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Peach.
What do you call the center of a peach?
Pearl.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Right.
What about a peach whose meat easily comes away from the seed?
It's right.
Have you ever heard of clear seed or clear stone or free peach?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any peaches this year?
Mm-hmm.
My aunt brought some from Barney on her way back from Alabama, and they were so good. And in Lakeland, when I came through, I saw a man selling things. I want tomatoes. You anywhere around here that they're selling fresh tomatoes?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like.